hand I live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into a Thursday, May 22nd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Also, please don't send me any video links or long stories during the show. I appreciate if you would send those to me when I get off the air at 12 noon. Well, just before 7 a.m., just a couple of hours ago, after weeks of negotiations in a tight vote, the U.S. House of Representatives approved Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill, central to the president's agenda. Picture of the Capitol during the night, during a markup of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. This is without a doubt going to go forward, especially now that they have control of the majority in the U.S. Senate. House of Representatives in the early morning hours of May 22nd approved legislation to enact President Donald Trump's agenda. One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which is capping off weeks of negotiation uncertainty, as well as even arguments within the Republican caucus. The vote came just before 7 a.m. this morning after an all-night debate in the lower house chamber. The bill passed 215 to 214. A one vote difference controlled by the Republicans. Party line vote, flat out. 215 to 214. The bill now heads to the Senate, which is expected to make revisions to the package. Any differences will then need to be resolved in conference before moving to President Trump's desk. The House session began around 11 p.m. last night after a marathon 21-hour hearing in the House Rules Committee, which cleared the package for the floor vote. Republican leaders unveiled an amendment to the mega bill in the evening on May 21st, tailored to address objections from the fiscal conservatives and moderates in the Republican conference. The amendment was dubbed the Manager's Amendment. The changes were unveiled following a marathon 19-hour debate in the House Rules Committee on the entire legislation. Its release followed a day of hurried negotiations between President Trump, House Speaker Mike Johnson, and conservative members of the House Freedom Caucus. The amendment makes consequential changes to several key components of the bill, including the SALT deduction, state and local taxes, and Medicaid. We're going to get into the rest of this, but the One Big Beautiful Bill passed a major hurdle by one vote shortly before 7 a.m. this Thursday morning. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. This segment actually brought to you by the upcoming Fun Shoot Pig Roast, Antrim County Conservative 6th Annual Event. You just heard the commercial for it. The website, AC for Antrim County, acconservatives is plural, .org. Has all the details, all the sponsors, all the information is there. We really want to focus on young people this year. That's why we made 12 and under absolutely free so that they can come and be taught firearm safety and perhaps shoot for the very first time a .22 handgun as well as a .22 rifle. So we're excited. We greatly appreciate Brett and Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, Chris Holtz, other range safety officers that will be there helping the young people. For you deer hunters, you want to come and sight in your deer rifles July 19th. Don't wait until November 13th or 14th and sight in your gun right in the area you plan to hunt. Don't do that. That has a tendency of making noise that the deer then go, wait a minute, this must be close to November 15th. It's time for us to go and hide out. So bring your deer rifles to the 100-yard range. We also have a 50-yard range. So you can sight it in, see how you're doing, make any adjustments. Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing will be there. If you have any major, major issues or problems with your deer rifle, Tom can take care of you, bring some cash to be able to compensate him, and we are going to have a great day, a great event. So again, mark your calendars. Better yet, go to the website acconservatives.org. Make your donation for your tickets. Adults are $50, teenagers are $25, and 12 and under are free. So greatly appreciate you guys coming. It's going to be a great party. Looking forward to seeing all of you. 11 o'clock last night until shortly before 7 a.m. this morning, negotiations back and forth, including a manager's amendment. Now, the amendment is making changes to several key components of the bill, including state and local tax deductions, and has a component of Medicaid. Now, with regards to Medicaid, per the bill, it would accelerate the start date of work requirements to be on Medicaid. They were strengthened under the bill and also accelerated the start date from 2029 to 2026 next year. The amendment also speeds up the phasing out of Biden and the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act energy tax credits. Those tax credits were for wind, solar, and battery storage, and ends in 2028 with some exceptions. The amendment bumps the SALT deduction cap up to $40,000 per household with an income of up to $500,000. So there's two components to this. SALT deductions is a demand in order to get their votes from, I believe it was two representatives in New York and one in California. What is SALT deduction credits? SALT stands for state and local taxes. So basically, the cap now, they get to write off of their federal income taxes up to $40,000 per household, not per person, per household. Anybody living in the house obligated to pay federal income taxes, well, if you're paying $40,000 a year for property taxes in New York, New Jersey, California, heck, we even have people here in Michigan that are paying more than that, actually, $40,000 a year in property taxes, you get to write that off of your federal income tax right off the top. However, only if you make less than $500,000 a year. If you make more than $500,000 a year, you don't get the deduction. So basically, this was for people they felt that weren't the mega wealthy, the multimillionaires, the people that make more than $500,000 a year. Well, guess what? You're going to pay your full share. These two changes could have impact on the conservatives who demanded steeper cuts, as well as the contingent of purple district moderates who have pushed for increasing the SALT deduction and gradual phasing out of certain Inflation Reduction Act projects. The amendment also includes $12 billion in potential grants to states to provide border security actions. Well, Michigan, we've got a border state with Canada. Our southern border, all the way up the waterway from Lake Erie, Detroit River, Lake St. Clair, the North Channel, and all of Lake Huron. Across the Straits of Mackinac, around the corner, into Lake Michigan, we all border Canada. So border security actions, there could be some potential money coming to Michigan. $12 billion in grants. Potential grants. In the amendment, it also includes a provision to remove the requirement to register silencer attachments under the National Firearms Act of 1934, a move that was immediately celebrated by gun rights groups. Remove the requirement to register silencer attachments. This is under the National Firearms Act of 1934. Well, ahead of the vote, a speech given by the majority leader, Steve Scalise, in speaking with the Epoch Times, said that he and his colleagues were eager to get the measure passed and move it on to the Senate. Speaking just hours after the manager's amendment modified the bill, he said he had been in conversation already with the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, the Senate Finance Committee Chair, Mike Crapo of Idaho, and other Republicans in the upper chamber, making it clear that everybody was in sync, quote unquote. They know what's at stake here. Scalise said when asked if the Senate was in total sync with the House version, if it also had come up whether or not they were approving or willing to approve the higher SALT deduction cap, a cause championed by several blue state Republicans in the House. Well, one of the Republicans who voted no was the very much libertarian, conservative, fiscal conservative Tom Massey, congressman of Kentucky, who told Epoch Times that the bill was a debt bomb, quote unquote. He wanted to see more cuts in spending in order to lower the debt. Well, actually, folks, little stop on the story here. Donald Trump and many economists believe that by cutting taxes, which this bill does, number one, it keeps the tax cuts in place that Donald Trump and the Republicans put in place back in 2017. Those are completely renewed, along with eliminating taxes on overtime. You work 40 hours? That's all the federal government's entitled to. That withholds from your paycheck 40 hours of federal income tax deductions. As soon as you go over 40 hours a week, that will be federal tax dollars free starting next year. That's gone. Wait staff people, waiters, waitresses, bartenders, no more taxes for the federal government on your tips. That's a major game changer. And what they believe is with the reduction of corporate taxes, which this bill provides for, corporations, businesses, by not having to send more money to Washington, D.C., will have more money in their corporate bank account to be able to hire more workers, increase wages in order to keep good and retain good workers. By doing so, more people getting work at higher paid jobs will pay more in federal taxes on their 40-hour work week. Along with foreign investments, creating more jobs, putting more people back to work, making things here in America, and requiring people who are getting Medicaid that they have to start going back to work next year, 2026. With a combination of all this, Trump and many economists believe the debt will start going down. Not going up, but going down. So Thomas Massie can call it whatever he wants, but I don't think he understands the micro and macro economics of this bill, in my opinion. Because his argument is this, it doesn't cut enough. Well, that may all be fine and good, but when you factor in what Doge has done, Elon Musk's group, and finding all this waste, fraud, abuse, and completely ripping off the American taxpayers and them eliminating these programs, these departments, well, guess what? There'll be savings there that you don't even see yet because the budgets for those departments haven't come out yet. So, pretty interesting. Absolutely interesting how this is playing out. Well, the Democrats had some changes that they wanted for immediate consideration to the manager's amendment. We're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about what they were seeking, what they were looking for, which caused the session to go all the way until almost 7 o'clock this morning. I can almost guarantee that the congressmen are sleeping right now. I don't know exactly what time they're going to be called back into session today, or are they even going to be called back? They may be coming home for the Memorial Day weekend. We'll get into the rest of that story, the Democrats' response. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge.